Hi, Mr. Walker. I'm Elizabeth Rome, one of your students, and I'm here with my dad, Josh Rome, and my brother, Ben Rome. We're going to be talking about Grateful Dead shows, Dead and Company shows, and anything related. Welcome. Okay. Dad, what is something that surprised you about the people who went to the original Grateful Dead concerts?
Well, I can only compare it to, like, the recent shows I've been to, Dead and Company and Further and the other versions of the Grateful Dead after Jerry died in 95. Yeah. But I started going to shows in 90, so I mean, I got to see the tail end, but the biggest difference I could see is there were a lot more younger people back then going, myself included. I mean, I was just out of high school, but there were, you know, high school kids, lots of college kids. There was a ton of kids. And there was a lot more, I hate to say this, drugs on the scene. You know, you see people smoking weed at shows. It's not unusual, especially since it's legal in so many states now.
Oh, yeah,
but,
of course.
Back then, it was the harder drugs. You know, and that, you know, that wasn't a healthy thing by any means. But
so it was more normalized to do those at shows?
Well, I don't know if it was normal, but you couldn't go to a show without having 10 people try and sell you acid.
Yeah.
Or mushrooms or whatever. And
mm-hmm.
I honestly don't think we've seen Dead and Company 9 times now.
Yeah, we've seen that a little bit, but you have to seek it out more, I'd say.
It's, nobody just walks up and asks you,
at
least not me.
It's not common.
Yeah. Maybe because I'm an old guy now. But
they just pass you around the concert when it's going.
I mean, you get offers, but it's no one really seeks you out.
Yeah, nobody's offering to sell you a sheet of acid like the second you get out of your car. So.
Yeah, you could find it, but it's not.
Which is good.
So. That is good, yeah. So they say that Shakedown Street, which is where everybody parks their car and they sell things that they made, or food, or anything related
all
to that
vendors.
Kind of. Yeah, it's, yeah. But it's off the radar, so you don't really have to have any credentials to do it. They say that, and they call that Shakedown Street. They say that it's like the black market or the dark web, but in person. What are some of the strangest things you guys have seen people selling?
I mean, back in the day, you know, at Deer Creek always had a pretty good scene. They do now, too.
That's my favorite.
You would see, I mean, food, clothing, I mean, you name it, people were selling it, you know, fried peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to,
oh yeah.
I mean, there was a guy one time at a show in Pittsburgh that literally had a whole kitchen set up in the back of his truck, like a truck camper, and he was doing bolognese sauce with pasta, and it was nuts, but you see literally anything and everything for sale. I was thinking about that when you kind of gave me the prep. Back then, people used to trade tapes of the Grateful Dead, a cassette tape, which I think both of you know what those are.
Yeah,
of course, yeah.
I remember buying tape inserts. These are the things you'd write the list of the songs on the show, and the date, and somebody had made them all by hand and drawn them, colored them, and painted them. And you could, I mean, there's no reason in hell you'd see that nowadays. Nobody tapes anything, so. But it's all period related,
it's awesome,
obviously.
Yeah.
But
at the latest like Dead and Company concerts that we're at Deer Creek, one of the weirdest, the people next to us were selling biscuits and gravy, and it was like 90 degrees outside. So
I think he made one.
Yeah,
the whole day.
Yeah, no one bought anything.
He didn't sell a lot, but they ate a bunch.
Yeah,
of
that
it.
Was quite weird. Like,
I went to a show in Louisville. I think it was a '92 summer tour. 92 or 93, but anyways, there were two nights in Louisville, and we parked next to an old school bus somebody had renovated out, which wasn't that uncommon, but they were actually running a tattoo shop.
What?
Yeah, which I wasn't, I mean, I've got tattoos, but I'm not willing to get tattooed on the road in the middle of a parking lot at a concert.
By a guy you've never heard of, like as an artist.
Exactly.
That's
I'm
funny.
Not sure how healthy and sterile that would have been.
Oh, but yeah,
right.
They were doing piercings as well. So that was pretty interesting.
Man,
quite the experience.
That's really funny. So everybody in my family, starting with my dad, of course, makes tie-dyes. He taught us. He gets his own white shirts and mixes up the dye, and then we sell them at concerts. So why don't you guys talk about that a little bit? What are some things you'd like to say about selling tie-dyes?
Like, how would I do it, or?
Yeah, anything.
I mean, I started doing tie-dyes when I was in high school. And I used the old Rit dye, which you can still buy at the drugstore or at the grocery store. Mix it with hot water and, you know, tie up your shirt, dip it in the dye, let it dry, that kind of thing. And it works. I'm not knocking it, but after I got done with high school, I met a guy that taught me how to use the fiber reactive dyes. And text her and tell her we're doing a podcast. So they were much more vibrant colors, kind of like what you see on tour nowadays.
Yeah.
And I back then I sold a lot of tie-dyes. But I honestly sold more tie-dyes at arts and crafts festivals. I used to get a booth at Farmer's Market in South Bend on Saturdays, and I would sell tie-dyes from like 6 a.m. till about noon every Saturday that I could, at least especially from about October to Christmas. I'd make $300 or $400 a weekend just selling tie-dyes. It was fun.
Yeah.
but I only sold them at a few shows back then. I went to the shows more to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a ton of people selling tie-dyes. So, I mean, I did it a few times, but it wasn't my main thing. Like I said, it was more for me and the crew I was with to go and have fun and have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
But selling now, I mean, it's kind of ironic. I've been selling tie-dyes for $10 for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
So our prices have not changed.
He's really well known. I've been at shows before, and I was wearing one of the tie-dyes we made with our own little logo we had, a Deer Creek one. And I walked into a bathroom at Wrigley, and it was like 2 years after we'd sold it. And this lady randomly came up to me, and she hugs me, and she's like, "I remember you. You're the little girl who sold me a tie-dye 2 years ago. I wore this in Mexico." And she just started ranting to me. She was probably drunk, but she was very excited to see me because we had the same shirt on.
Yep.
I remember, like, selling my dad, making us, teaching us how to make tie-dyes. And we, one time, my dad and I, we did it for my old elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
We did tie-dyes for the kindergartner's field day.
Every class. Every class, but third grade stayed out of it or something.
They made probably 600 tie-dyes.
Yeah, we did. We made a lot.
About 300, but it was a lot.
Yeah. But, yeah, so
2 years
ago. We've definitely spread it. So it's been a lot of fun so far.
Oh,
and we'll keep doing it.
Yeah.
We will keep doing it. We were going to do it this summer, too, but we'll probably do it on a smaller scale just for fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nice family tradition.
It's a great time. All right, so I'm asking both of you right now, what is your craziest Grateful Dead-related story?
Ben, you can go first.
Okay, so I'm walking down Shakedown Street at Deer Creek, or it's now like Horizon Music Festival. And
no one calls it that.
Well, that's what's...
Clipsch Music Fest.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm walking down selling these bracelets that my sister and I made, Betsy. And I look up, and these guys, he passes a huge jar of weed to this guy, and this guy passes a huge stack of money back. And I was just like, it's in the middle of the road, too, in front of all the vendors. And I'm like, well, I've never seen that before. And I was just kind of shocked.
And he was like 10, too. So he was very like, oh, my God, drugs.
And you hear about that stuff, and you watch shows about all of it, and my dad tells me experiences and stuff. But, like, it actually happened in front of me at such a young age. I was just kind of like, wow. Yeah, never saw that.
Why wouldn't you go back behind the car?
Yeah, like, why do you have to... Okay, it can be a little more subtle. Like,
yeah, that might be obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are you sharing yours, Betsy?
Sure. And then there are all these people who, when you sell shirts, like, I asked this girl who's making these really cool patches if she would trade me. I would trade my shirt that I was wearing for some of the patches that she was selling. And she said, yeah. So I put on a different tie-dye and I gave her mine. And then she gave me some patches, and that was really cool. I also made friends with the girl parked next to us who sold bracelets. And we still text every once in a while. And whenever we're at a show, we link up with her family. They're really cool.
They always end up parking next to us.
like 2 years in a row.
Every time.
We didn't even plan it. They just parked next
to us.
They're
from Kentucky. And literally, the first show at Deer Creek for Dead & Co., they parked next to us. The next year they did. And then the next year they did as well. They're one car away. It's crazy.
And we always see them at the shows. No matter if we're next to them or not. We always see them. And it's kind of cool. They have a really cute dog.
Yeah, like the Grateful Dead family. We see... Yeah, it's fun.
I've seen a lot of crazy things at shows. I mean, all the stuff you'd expect. You know, naked people running around.
Yeah.
People freaking out, whatever. But
bad trips.
I'd say the craziest thing I saw was the last show I was at was the last Deer Creek show when the bunch of young punks rushed the back of the hill and came over the fence and knocked the fence down. That's the first time I ever smelled tear gas. They let the dogs loose on people. The dead kept playing. They played. That was the longest show I'd ever been to as well, because I'm pretty sure they knew they were going to cancel the next night, and they did. There was the helicopters overhead.
Wow.
And up on the hill in Deer Creek, you can see, because it's just farmland, but you can see way out. And as soon as it got dark, all you saw were police lights and ambulance lights mm-hmm. for miles. They came in from all over the place.
That's scary.
But they literally towed their way in. Which, you know, the running joke is I went to a Grateful Dead show and I lost my car. Haha. But can you imagine coming back out of that show and you'd parked on the road and your car's gone? I mean,
yeah.
You know, back then there was nothing there either. It was literally all farm field. I mean, there's a neighborhood across the street now, but that was wild. We literally just sat there and watched them tow cars for hours after the show because, mm-hmm. I mean, you could go get
what
in line
else could you do?
And sit there and waste gas and, you know, not move anywhere. But we sat there and drank water and were just amazed. And I was mad because I knew they were going to cancel the next night, and they did. But
mm-hmm. yeah.
That was the last night I got to see Jerry. So
wow.
There's a song all about the people who did that, and it's pretty funny.
Yep. Keller Williams sings a song, Gate Crashers Suck.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it kind of ruined all the other experiences for the 3-day concert, right?
It was 2 days.
But all the people that really wanted to see
yep.
them, and that just kind of ruined it. Why couldn't you have done that the second night?
Like, why do it at all?
That was just crappy.
Yeah.
Assholes. But anyways.
That reminds me, last time when we were coming out of the concert, I was with Zach, and we were walking, and I think Uncle David and Taylor were a little bit behind us, and you guys were up front because you went to go sell shirts.
Our cousins.
Oh, yeah, those are our cousins. And so Zach and I are walking, and it was his first ever time being at a show, and so he was not used to weird people coming up and talking to you, but that happens. And this guy walks up to Zach and I and just slams his cooler down in front of us, and he's like, "Hey, guys," and we were like, "Hi." And he opens it and he's like, "Do you want a fresh coconut?" And he, sure enough, had a cooler just full of coconuts. And then Zach just looked horrified. And he looks at me and he's like, "What?" And I was like, "No, thank you, sir." And he was like, "Are you sure?" And he looks up, touches Zach's hand and goes, "It'll rejuvenate your soul." And Zach just looked terrified. It was so funny.
Fresh coconut.
The whole time Zach was telling me, he was like, "I would not buy edibles from that guy. Look at his sign." And then I was like, "What kind of sign do you expect him to have?" Like,
store bought.
Yeah, right. Don't bash him in his cardboard sign.
He's gonna tax his drugs that he's selling.
Right. All right. Dad, what are some of the biggest differences between the environment now and the old Denco shows? I know we touched on that earlier.
Like I said, mostly the age of the group, the clientele. Mm-hmm. Although what's fun now, I see a lot of kids, mm-hmm. like children. Like I brought you guys starting when, you know, like
second generation Deadheads.
Yeah. Ben was like 10.
Well, second and third.
Time.
I mean,
so
Ben
fun.
Was like 10. So, I mean, you know, I had to keep an eye on you, but it was fun. And I noticed a lot more of that. And it's fun because as an adult going now with you guys, I'll see other adults and, you know, we kind of just nod or, you know, say hey or, you know, keep it going kind of thing. It's just kind of an unspoken deal that you see another adult with their kids. It's fun. And there's always the people that, you know, are horrified that I took you to shows and things like that. But it's not a bad scene. I mean, there's nothing like it.
I remember at Wrigley, we're up at our seats and it was going. It was like 11 o'clock at night. They're about ending. And there's this lady. She has a baby in her hands. She's giving it milk, and she's dancing.
She's just jamming out.
I was just going, and she's just losing it, just jamming out. And I'm like, well,
start them young.
Yeah, start them young.
I also think that as a kid, it's good to see all that because you kind of just everyone's so friendly there.
Yeah.
There's nothing like it. I can't even compare it to anything. Like there are other vendors when we'd sell tie dyes. If I was walking around, one guy, he was like, he recognized that I was kidding. He was like, "Do you want a bandana?" So I think I have like so many like little bracelets and necklaces and things that people just give you because you're a kid there and they want you to have a good experience. It's great. Lots of
people give you stickers.
No one's really mean. It's just like a nice vibe the entire way.
Yeah, no one's really judgy. It's just you
don't say anything or say something nice like that.
You see lots of different people.
All right. Well, thank you guys. We're gonna close out by talking about our favorite post-concert foods.
I'll start with this.
Go ahead, Ben.
So we've had a lot of different places, and since most concerts end at like 11:30, and we sell tickets late at night, and it's 12:30, we usually end up going to the hotel there by like 1 or 2. But before then, we stop at different fast food places, and that's like we go to like Taco Bell. That's one of them. But my favorite, personally, is late night Denny's. That's the best. You get breakfast too at like late at night. Hash browns, country fried steak and eggs. Yep. That's by far my favorite. And yeah, it's just
the nice old lady waitresses who are just trying to take care of you.
And then all the other people from the concert, everybody nodding at each other, kind of smiling.
There's like all deadheads in the restaurant.
I was there,
And it's like 45 minutes away at times because it's so packed in some places.
That's right. We stayed way out by the airport.
And there's still like deadheads everywhere.
Yeah, one of the shows we were, I think it was Wrigley. And we were in a Taco Bell parking lot selling tie-dyes the whole day. That was one of my favorite shows just because it was so fun. Like, when you were selling, every 2 hours or so, I'd just go in and get a cheese quesadilla. And then I'd come back out and keep selling. And then after there were so many people there, but it was so fun.
That was the best place to park for a reason. It's gone now.
It was so funny. Yeah, except for the cold, but that's another story.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Steak and Shake was my favorite in Kokomo.
Oh, chili cheese fries.
Yep.
That's the way.
I'd have some health food after that.
Yeah. You've been dancing all night, all day. Got to replenish those calories.
That's right.
Eat hummus and chips before.
We eat burgers
and during
concert.
After.
Fill up the cooler with turkey, cheese, hummus, that kind of thing. After it. Yeah, go crazy.
You gotta have a little bit of grease.
Remember the rainbow ball and I pretended to be pregnant and walked in with
that? Tell the story.
I'll tell that before we go. My uncle and dad thought it would be really funny to basically talk me up about how funny it would be if I took a rainbow ball from Walmart, one of those like rubber ones that are like $2, and put it on my stomach and pretend that I was pregnant to get through the line.
Because we wanted to sneak it into the show to just kick it around in the...
Yeah, just have fun,
On the lawn.
Yeah, and then we can meet other kids and stuff. But they were like, I don't think we're going to be able to just take it in. And because you're not allowed to just take stuff in because it could just have anything in it. And if we were going to put anything in it, it was probably just going to be Oreos. But we just basically are standing in line and I'm with Dad and Ben. And I put this ball under my shirt. And it had, like, a little indent in it, so it looked, like, kind of accurate. And I remember these old ladies are standing next to us.
Horrified.
And they are just so upset.
They're like, just looking. Staring at her, like, they're like what's wrong with
they're
you?
They're just, like, the Karens.
Maybe because you were 14?
Yeah, or
13. It was last summer. I was 14. And they're just, like, looking at me and whispering and looking horrified. So then I, like, look over at them, and I smile, and I lifted my shirt up, and the ball fell. And they just were, like shocked and gasping. So then I go through the line and I get up to the security guy and he looks so uncomfortable because I'm just this 14-year-old and it's all these like middle-aged
men.
And
if she's actually pregnant, that'd be wrong to judge her.
They don't want to like get in trouble for this. But the one guy is like looking at his friend and the friend is the one who's just terrified and he's like, how far along are you? And I looked at him and I just very convincingly was like, 36 weeks. And he was like, oh. And then he had no idea what that meant. And he's just like, okay. And then he has me go through the little buzzer thing and it doesn't go off. And so I walk straight up into the show and I have to wait for Ben and my dad. And then the other guy looks at the guy who let me through and he's like, you're such an idiot. And then goes up to
what's
me.
What's under your shirt?
And he's like, what's under your shirt? Like, so upset. And so I looked at him and I just decided to keep it going. And I was like, I don't want to talk about it. And I acted like I was all upset. And then Ben and my dad are just cracking up. And then eventually I just showed him and he was like, wow, I got to give you credit. That's the best one I've seen today. And I was like, I was like, thank you. And then all the other people in line...
But you still can't take it in.
Yeah, but you can't take it in. And then all the other people in line were just, like, relieved. They were like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, they said they'd give it to us back at the end of the show. Yeah, that never happened. Like, no. They probably just did something else with it.
But...
some great experiences. So,
yeah,
we could talk on it a long time, I bet.
All right, thank you, Mr. Walker.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Bye.
Thank you, Mr. Walker.